Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny, as always. This is his topic, and it is a good one. I'm just going to say the topic, and then he's going to, I don't know, make you all do a little bit of self-reflection here. Stop lying to yourself. Johnny, what are you lying to yourself about first before you start telling everybody else what they're lying to themselves about? Give me one thing you think you are lying to yourself about.
That I'm foolish, that I don't need protection in the eventuality that Amazon's going to tell me to take a walk or change the rules so drastically I'm left holding the bag. And like, where's the extra money coming in from? I got bills to pay, man.
That's 100% right. And I'm going to give, you know, something I think I'm almost in the same boat as you when it comes to that. But I accept the fact one day we won't be able to do what we do in the way that we do it on Amazon. And for me, like, lying to myself is when you see other people or other business models and you think to yourself, like, hey, I can do $1 million a year, right? Like, you see these numbers, and I'll admit sometimes I get caught up and think like, hey, I can do $1 million doing this business. It's 100% a lie. Like, there's no way, shape, or form in the way I want to run things that I'll ever be that person. But there are days where I'm like, I'm going to be the $1 million seller. And it's like, no, you're not, Mike. Everybody else is just laughing at me behind the scenes, and I'm okay with that. But all right, go ahead, take us away.
That's a very fair point. Doing $1 million top line revenue solo is extremely difficult in media. I think the closest I've ever seen was Jack, and that was just solely video games, solely FBA, cranking out 500 units a day by himself. But that took him time to build up. He's told his backstory. I've heard his backstory. I don't know if he's told it on this podcast before. We need to get Jack back on at some point. But anyway, and even then, it was like 900,000 or close to $1 million. And that was him working every single day, either buying stuff or packing stuff. He doesn't like going out too much. He's talked about that publicly, so I don't mind saying that. That's just the grind to do that. But he's good with that. He likes that and accept that. I think he'll probably do over $1 million now, but he has people around to help him get him over that number. And he was so resistant to that for so long. He doesn't like people. And I don't blame him. Especially when you're working out of your home. You want strangers in your home constantly. It becomes less of a home at that point, right? But back to the topic, stop lying to yourself. You really got to take a hard look at your business. Like, you're trying something, you aren't reaching your goals, whether that's a monthly or a yearly goal. Okay, what do I need to change instead of trying to will this into existence because it's not working? I've had to do this at several points in my business. I'm still doing it. It's just, what do I need to change to make my goals work? And that's a hard thing to do. Not because we're stubborn. I think it's because we don't analyze stuff in the capacity we need to as frequently as we need to. Like, if we're looking at the numbers, okay, it's a low month, I'll make up for it next month. I'll just send in an extra box or two and then see what shakes. But if you're failing and you're gradually growing, that's okay. It's when you're failing and not gradually growing, that is not okay. So we constantly need to be looking at things, tweaking things, whether that's efficiencies, whether that's processes, whether that's the stuff we're sending in, which could be our scouting out. How are we repricing? How many listings are we slinging up a day on eBay? Or if you're a Whatnot seller or Mercari seller or whatever kind of seller, what are we doing in our business to help us achieve our goals? And whatever else that we're doing that's not helping us do that is honestly an absolute lie. And it could be you getting in your own way. You're lying to yourself. And you're stopping yourself from the true potential.
It's the biggest lie in reselling. There's some book I see in all the stores. It's like the biggest lie ever told or something like that. And they should have one on reselling. The biggest lie in reselling is people's overall sales numbers. Everybody falls into this trap, especially new people. Like you see your sales, right? Like your last 90 days on eBay or your last 7 days on Amazon. And people just assume that that number is what's going into their bank account, and it's not even close to the reality. And the majority of people that post about their numbers and boast about their numbers, that overall sales number doesn't mean diddly squat. And for the longest time, I was guilty of it. You know, first 5 years of me reselling, I'm like, oh, my sales. And at the end of the day, like, if your money ain't going into your bank account, that number is absolutely worthless and pointless if your bank account isn't going up. But like you said, right, for some reason, the mentality that we have as resellers, we just like to do things to do them, not to have a monetary outcome, right? I'm not saying every single thing you need to do in life has to have a monetary outcome, but if you have a business, which we all are, you have to be focused on growing the bottom line and making money to pay bills, to take care of expenses. But in the realm of reselling, because a lot of us do it from home, there's real no overhead, right? Besides the money you waste on items that are never going to sell, you can just drag it on forever, right? Like you can literally have a crappy, dead in the water eBay or Amazon business for the next 50 years of your life if you wanted to. And it really wouldn't cost you that much money if you just did it all from home.
Yeah, and a lot of us make the excuse, I'll just do it myself, instead of paying somebody to do some of these smaller tasks or cut out the smaller tasks that are unnecessary. Like, because we devalue our own labor, we really do. And we'll do these trivial tasks, like, hey, I'm gonna spend 3 hours at the JFJ today. How much money are you really making doing that? Sending in those not and let's stack this on top. You're cleaning 9.99 disc for 3 hours straight. I mean, arguable, you'll make some dollars per hour, probably above a Starbucks employee. But then again, we're not doing this to make what a Starbucks employee or slightly above a Starbucks employee would. Hey, Starbucks, if you're listening, we'll take a sponsorship. Anyway.
Johnny, well, I don't drink coffee, so you can just send him
Oh.
so you can send him my batch and barrels of brewed coffee. I think you're right though, because I think that's why I've seen, like, all right, I'm not a big YouTuber by any means, but I think part of the appeal to my channel for the past few years was that I want to do as little as possible and make as much as I can. And you know, in the eBay realm, you have to, you know, compared to Amazon, I say openly all the time when you host the eBay calls, I'm like, the real workers are getting together tonight, right? Like us Amazon people, we're just sitting back doing nothing, watching Unsolved Mysteries. I think we get in this mindset of, okay, well, look at this. He's not working that much. I can make some money. You can make some money. But a lie that I was telling myself was, I can continue to be the 2 day a week person and do 250K in revenue, right? Like it's not feasible. So like this year I've been working, you know, 4 days a week, 5 days a week. And I've seen the results already, but it was a lie I was telling myself a long time, like, okay, if I just keep growing at this pace, maybe in 10 years I possibly could get there. But yet again, like what we said in the beginning, like Amazon FBA selling the junk we sell probably doesn't exist in 10 years, right? If I was a betting man that this is not going to exist in 10 years, it takes hard work. But the problem with the hard work lie that you tell yourself is, I'm working, I'm working, I'm working. It is not productive work. So you literally are just wasting time. But to yourself, you think, oh man, I'm doing everything I can. I'm putting in 10, 12-hour days. Well, what are you actually doing? Because if you're productive working 10-hour days in reselling, you should be filthy rich, dude. I don't care what anybody says. If you're putting in 10 hours a day, you should be bringing in well over 10K a month in bottom line profit to your bank account, if not more. So I see these people that are like, I'm putting in all these hours on eBay, I'm putting all these hours in on Amazon. I start tracing it back to all it comes back to always at the same time is, what's the quality of stuff you're sourcing? Because you have all this junk that you're wasting time on. That's where all your time's going. So you're spending money to waste your own time.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer.
easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at gotolister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
Pretty much. And speaking of that, I think a lot of people get stuck in just doing the motions. They've been doing it for, I don't know, a while, and they don't assign any time to think about their business. Like, major companies have weekly or daily meetings. You can at least have a once a month meeting with yourself and look at your business. Look, do the deep dive, like I mentioned earlier. And okay, I'm spending a lot of time doing this task. What can I do to shorten up that time? Whether that's equipment, whether that's maybe bringing someone on board, or you know what? Maybe it's just dropping whatever that silliness is altogether. Okay, what's going to take me to the next level? What do I need to do? Let me look at my numbers. How many boxes am I sending in? How many eBay listings am I doing? What if I did an extra box? What if I did an extra 5 eBay listings? These kinds of questions, these what-if questions, and analyzing the results with historical data that you can only provide yourself, that's the key to your success, because the only one that's going to make your business improve is your own damn self.
I remember my first real, like, solid summer of actually caring about my Amazon business and selling. And I still remember, and it still happens every single year, Johnny, the summer slowdown, right? Like, it mainly happens on eBay. That's where I see there's not really a lot of content creators in like the Amazon media space, right? So it's like, usually it's just all eBay sellers that kind of get filtered to me. And I think that is the biggest lie people tell themselves is, well, it's summer, dude. I'm not going to sell shit for the next 3 months. And I'm sitting here like, okay, my summer sales are like really solid. Like, I'm putting in the work. And I even think on the eBay side, you know, we've had tons of eBay sellers on here. You think in summer, all of a sudden their sales shut off? No, that is not the case. These people put in the work, and that's why they get the sales in the summer. They're people that are like, well, it's summer. I guess, you know, this is it for 3 months. I'm like, no, that's so stupid. Like, just let's send in better quality stuff. It doesn't matter if it's, you think anybody cares if the iPhone is priced right in June versus January or November? Like, and I know iPhones are like, ooh, really sold after. Well, no matter what category you're in, there are sought after items. Look at media, right? You got those, what books? What are the books called that are real sought after? I don't even know. Easton Press, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Easton Press. So if summer's so slow for your business, why not focus on sourcing Easton Press? Yeah, you might have to pay a little bit more, but you know the stuff's going to sell. I don't think there's no reason for slow season besides yourself. That's the biggest lie here. There's no reason you're going to be slow unless you don't do the work. It's not because of the weather. It's not because of the, I mean, you can relate it to everything, right? Like, oh man, we're in the recession word. Like, we, somebody says recession, this is the end of times. And like, okay, we've been in a recession. Look when the whole world was locked down, right? Like, that's when resellers made the most money ever, right? Like, I don't know. It's tough for me because I have been working a little bit harder this year, but I still, like, the money I make, I'm not working that hard. Like, thrifting's easy, right? Like, boxing stuff up and sending off, it's really not that hard. And I think we just squander the opportunity with these lies we tell ourselves, like, oh, it's summer slowdown, so I'm not going to do nothing in the summer. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's people in the group that work. We have teachers in the group. When it comes summertime, that's their 3 months to kind of build their business. And they bust their ass all summer long. When everybody else cries that it's summer slowdown, this person goes from working their full-time job as a teacher to, I'm going to be in my business every single day, and I'm going to be able to grow my business in 3 months so that it can carry me over the next 9 months. It's crazy to me, man. That pisses me off because I know for a fact summer slowdown is a lie. I don't care what anybody says. You can show me the facts. I don't care. If you have quality goods at good prices, ain't going to be no slowdown.
Yeah, they work 3 months to do 12 months worth of work. It's impressive. Yeah, and like tech and sports, he'll do more than a week. Or when he had his eBay store, he'll do more than a week than a regular person does all year, as far as their eBay listings will go. It's ridiculous. But back to the point, though. Yeah, I mean, there's things you can do, whether that's an inventory audit, or that's an eBay term. It's like looking at your inventory, what's actually still listed, because things magically get unlisted over in eBay land sometimes. It's not for sale if it's not for sale. I'm sorry to tell you this. So put it back up for sale. The only way to do that is to go through everything you own to figure that
Yeah, dude, see,
thing
that's the
out.
problem, John. You just hit it on the head, right? Like, you want people to do not fun work in their business.
It's a miserable job. You've already done the work for that. I don't want to touch it again. You know what
You
you
are the
got done?
fun destroyer, dude.
I
You are the
am.
fun police. But it's so true, right? Like, because that's just one of the many things we should be doing. That's not exciting. Yeah, you got to go back through your inventory, see what's listed, see what's not listed. You got to have some kind of inventory system. Dude, it's not for me. That's why I do Amazon.
Fair enough. I mean, okay, on the Amazon front, sit your butt down, go through your inventory, sort low to high or high to low. What needs to go or what needs to get lowered? Or hey, what needs to get liquidated, destroyed, or sent back to you? Audit your inventory. You can do that on Amazon. You should be doing that on Amazon. If you're not, you need to schedule a one-on-one with this man over here and talk about that. Maybe he'll yell at you a little bit. But yeah, it's. Our business, there is some work required, and then there's some work you should be doing. And those should be things, I think, is what's going to make or impact your bank account in such a way that you will feel justified once you get the money rolling back into it. The additional money, if you were just to skate by and just send boxes, maybe do once a year liquidation. Never touching your repricer, never touching your scouting software. You got to constantly be fiddling with it. And not so much to the point where you're micromanaging and you're talking, oh, I made an extra dollar this month. No, but an extra thousand, an extra 10,000 because of a little bit of effort you put in either on a weekly or monthly basis. I'd say that's well worth the time. Who doesn't want to make an extra thousand or $10,000 a year? Or maybe it's such a change. You went from a $10,000 business to a $100,000 business. Good job, sir, ma'am. You did some work.
I got a great idea. All right. Just stay with me on this. It's crazy. So reselling platforms give a report card every month, we'll say, right? Because a month is a reasonable amount of time. And so like when you're in school, they like rank you, right? Like I graduated top 3% of my class, whatever, right? So every month we give out like a report card, you know, based on your listings, your sales, things. It takes all the metrics into consideration. And some people get left behind, Johnny, you know, right? Like some people, they get left behind. So maybe there's some kind of algorithm where we say, hey, the bottom 5% of sellers, you can't sell for the next month. And then you can come back the month after and you can try again, right? Like, but the problem with that is, dude, this whole podcast, lying to yourself, you're your own boss. And at the end of the day, you can tell yourself anything. So even if that did exist, right? Like, and I get a C, right? And Johnny gets like a C plus, or like maybe I thought I did a lot of work and I get left behind, right? You're just gonna cry and moan that, oh, they don't like me. They're shadow banning my account. Because at the end of the day, like it's so much easier to lie to yourself and make an excuse instead of sit down and just look at your numbers and say, what do I need to do to increase things, right? Like, and it's not even always increasing. We got so many part-timers that just want to maintain and make an extra $1,000 a month, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's the people that it's not even, I think part-timers are almost less guilty of this than the full-timers
No, because
because,
they got no time to spare, so every minute they pump in has to matter.
because if not, then they just go away, right? Like the part-timers that have been around, they put in the work because if they don't, then they got no business because they don't have no time to spend as it is. I think it's the full timers that are like, well, it rained a lot this month, so that's why I'm not selling my tank tops or shit like that, right? It's like, stop making excuses for yourself and stop. If it don't work, just it's okay to move on. We just had the podcast where we talked about what we would do if we couldn't resell anymore. Like, it's okay to move on to something. And if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then don't do it, right? If you're miserable reselling and you're not getting results, don't continue to drag something along. Just tell yourself, hey, I tried it. I gave it a shot. I gave this side hustle a shot. It didn't work out. There's a million and one side hustles you can do.
Right, absolutely. I mean, even in what we're doing, okay. I mean, we talk about summer slowdown, but how about some extra income when your category sales are slow? Out on a different category, add in some disc media, add in some video games. If you're and maybe even magazines. We don't talk about magazines a lot, but they're a form of media. Even though Mike's talked about cassettes from time to time, those things you've been ignoring, they're in the same places you're going to go sourcing. Why don't you try scooping those up in the, because they're in the same place. I mean, yeah, you just finished the racks upon racks of bookshelves, but hey, hit the cassette rack, hit the CD rack, hit the DVD rack, hit the one video game that's on its shelf by its lonesome because everybody else took them. Check these things out. Add in, sprinkle in some extra things. Or hey, I'm FBA only. Maybe you should consider some FBM stuff because yeah, it failed through FBA, but it's the same margin on FBA. You just got to pack it. Or maybe you do $1 more to make up for your packing and pulling and shipping time. There are ways, there's so many ways to make money in this business. The excuse of I can't find inventory, I'm sorry. No, I'm unapologetic. I retract my sorry. Damn reasons to make money. You should make money. The inventory doesn't exist is not an excuse in my book. I'm sorry, it's not. And I'm going to say it's a bit harder for you people that maybe in, I don't know, Nome, Alaska, but the people in Nome, Alaska still find a way to fucking source. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you need to make money. And I think what it comes down to, Johnny, is the expectation of ROI, right? Like the expectation of if I spend a dollar, I gotta make $10. And it's you gotta spend money to make money. I'm gonna be straight up with everybody. Sure, you can scale a business buying items for a dollar that you're making $5 on, but at some point there's gonna be an opportunity where you can spend more money to make more money. And you have to be ready for it because, yeah, not everything's going to cost a dollar and not everything's going to make you $10 on the dollar you spend. I'll tell you right now, if I buy, a DVD and it costs me $5 and it's going to sell like within the week and I'm only going to make like $4, I'll buy this every single time, right? Like we have the data in front of us to make decisions, whether that's eBay or Amazon. You can see the sell-through, you can see how many are listed versus how many sold. The same exact thing exists on Amazon. And it might cost more money, but you have to accept the fact that not everything's going to be free. Not everything's going to be garage sale prices, right? And how many people go into a place and they see an item, that's like a DVD that's new sealed for $25 and you can make $50 on it and they won't touch it just because that initial price tag is like, oh my God, I got to spend $25. I'll never get it because we are reselling. We have the highest margins in the universe in these categories, but we're not willing to spend a little bit of money. But somehow we always wind up chasing our tail when it comes to having a dollar in our bank account for when the sky's falling, like it just did on Amazon last month. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, where's the money been going for the past year that you've been doing this business, right? I know we have expenses, but if you're operating a business, it should be profitable to some degree. So you should have some type of retained earnings somewhere along the line because when it rains, it pours, whether that's life, whether that's business, the shit hits the fan, it hits the fan. We all know this. We've all been alive for long enough to know this as adults. So, I mean, where's it going? I don't know. It's a lie to ourselves. We just spend everything we get, and we're so scared to spend more than a dollar on a damn item. It drives me crazy.
Right. I mean, I went to Goodwill a couple of days ago, first time in like a couple of years, and everything there was $1 to $1.99 in Bookland. And I was like, huh, I don't even know how much I'm going to pay at the checkout, but it was fine. Ended up being like $500 in profit. I spent 70. I got like 40 some odd books. That's fine. I'll spend 70 to 500 all day. It's not the end of the world. Would I spend 500 to make 500? No, because I'm just spinning my wheels making nothing. But yeah, I thought that was a little extreme because that's about double what I was used to paying back when I used to do that. It was double in like less than 2 years or 2 years and change, I guess. And it's just silly. And to the numbers part, if you know you're bad at numbers, well, we have this thing called the internet, and the thing you suck at, you can Google. If you don't know what it's called, usually going down the rabbit hole of Google, you'll eventually figure out what that's called, and then you can do a smarter search, a more accurate search, to then start educating yourself. Again, it goes into the self-reflection of your business and what's working, what's not working. Could be you, just because of you're untrained in what these things are. You didn't go to business school. But you're now a businessman or businesswoman, and it's time to act like one. And you know what? Those people educate themselves on what they don't know that pertains to their business. If you don't know what the terms top and bottom line are, you probably need to do a Google search on that. Or what's the difference between revenue and net? These bare bone basic things are things everyone should know, even a part-time person should know. And if you don't know, that's okay. But ignorance is not an excuse. Go out and educate yourself. Whether that's the internet, hell, maybe take a couple community business school college classes. That's going the extra mile, in my opinion, but I'll give you a hand clap for doing that. Or ask a friend. If you're in this group, we'll call them business acquaintances instead of friends. So ask your business acquaintance what this term means. And for people who don't want to look foolish or embarrassed because they don't know, I get it. It's going to be hard, it's going to be rougher. But no one's going to think less of you, honestly, for asking the simple question. I would rather you know than not know. Don't stay silent on the things you don't know. Maybe you do need, maybe if you're that kind of person, maybe you do need to schedule a one-on-one or send a private message to somebody you trust in the group or reach out some way, somehow. If you're just stumbling on yourself and your business and you want to improve, but you're scared. It's okay to be scared, but go forward. Plow through the fear, honestly. It's tough. I get it, but do it.
Yeah, you're right, and it wants me gets me to bring up the idea that I think reselling has this cool factor to it, and it's almost like you become part of like this cool club, right? And it's like I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Like I pride myself on the group not being book aficionados or people knowledgeable about books. I pride myself on the group people actually having profitable businesses, and our choice of goods to sell just happens to be media. But I do think a lot of it out there, it's hard because all you see is the flashy stuff, for the most part on social media. No one's going to show you going back through the inventory and finding items that were delisted or, items that were never listed, things like that, because that's not going to get anybody, content pushed out there into the universe.
No.
So it's almost the way it's set up for a brand new reseller to discover reselling and start their business is almost like the ultimate trap of starting a business. And anybody can start reselling, right? No matter what category it is, basically, you can get out there and start your business today. And you can have zero knowledge, like Johnny said. And there's nothing wrong with starting out brand new, not knowing nothing. But at some point, you have to start to educate yourself a little bit about the inners and outers of how a business works, and what does a normal business look like. And luckily for me, luckily, right, I was graced with the opportunity to work at CVS for 10 years as a store manager. And I talked about report cards earlier. We had scorecards, Johnny, and if your scorecard was down, you needed to fix that shit yesterday, or you're gonna have write-ups and things like that. And I understood we had our monthly P&Ls that printed out, we had to go over. So you kind of understand the four walls of the business, things like that. But the average person, it's tough because that information in the reselling space does not
No one talks
exist.
about it. You're
I
the only
mean,
one, tech's the only one that mentions it.
real numbers, right? Real
Yeah.
numbers, like not just sales numbers. Like, I'm going to record a video today that's going to be real numbers, right? Yeah, I'll talk about my sales, but more importantly, in the video, I'm going to talk about what is actually coming back to the bank account after I pay for the items, after all the expenses are covered. That's what matters. Nothing else matters. Your bank account has to be going up. Unless you are a hobby person, then none of this is for you. If you don't give a shit whether you make money or lose money. But for everybody else, with is the majority of resellers, you got to just say, hey, if it ain't working, most of the times, if not all of the, I won't say all of the times because there are some things that happen. Most of the time, when it ain't working and reselling, guess what? Last time I looked, I got one employee. And there ain't no one else to blame when things go belly up. That everything's in my control. How much I source, how much I send, how much I spend, how much I make. I am the only guy that can control this outcome. Nobody, nobody, nobody. It's not the summer. It's not the fall. It's not the president. It's not the oncoming war. It's not the comet that's going to hit the earth in 2030. It's none of that. It's what you do, but for some reason, it's. I mean, it's. I'm not gonna. Hey, Mike, you suck, right? Like that's the reality of it, right? You get to a point in your business where you're not getting results. You're like, well, if I'm the only person, then I must suck, Johnny, right? And I've been there. I've had months, I've had weeks where I'm not making the money I'm making. I'm like, damn, dude, like what's going on? You ain't selling nothing, right? Like you gotta like something's got to change here, boy, because you're not making no money. And then yeah, that's my fault. Maybe I slacked off, and it happens. There's weeks, life happens. There's weeks where you're not feeling up to it. Your mental health is not there. You can't go out this week. And you just kind of sit around and take a little bit of time to yourself. And, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from then, you see the results of you taking that week off. That's okay. That's okay. Like you need time for yourself. You can't always be going, but that's a choice you make. So there's nothing else that can be responsible for it. You accept the fact, hey, I'm going on vacation this week. You accept that, you move on with it. That's all there is to it.
You're probably not, or maybe you do remember this, but back when I first joined your group, or right when I was about thinking about joining your group, because I was looking for a decent content provider and or group to join at that time, because I was trying to jump into Amazon, there weren't a lot of great people around then. There's a few now, but back then there wasn't very many. You did a video of a full year breakdown showing both gross and net and your expenses. It was like an hour long. And I guarantee you it got like 10 views
Yep.
because it was boring as shit, but it was accurate, it was honest, and okay, this guy knows what the hell he's talking about. He ain't just showing his top line sales numbers, which means dick. It
Yeah.
means absolutely nothing. But you were doing a full breakdown, all the expenses, what was actually going in your bank account. And it gave me, okay, now I know what's possible because I got an honest guy over here fully breaking it down. If you aren't able to fully break your down your business in an hour, or I don't know how long it took you to shoot that video, I forget if it was a live one or not, but if you're unable to break it down like that, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to do that. Because that's the only way you know if you're making any money, you're losing money, or hey, I need to step up my game. I'm not making as much money as I thought.
Oh man, you're getting me all fired up here because there's one type of reseller that I'll never trust in the content creation space, and it's the person that never talks about their bottom line. And before all of you nerds come out here and say, "Well, dude, that's his private money. He don't need to know." Well, then he don't need to be creating content, selling lies to people about overall sales number and not exactly how much money he's making. I don't care who that is, who that applies to. Get them out of my timeline. I don't want to be a part of them. I don't want to be friends with them. I don't want to be subscribed to their channel regardless because it means absolutely nothing. You choose to create content, then you create all the content. You don't half-ass it and act like, sure, does it work, right? Like the video I'm going to record today, the clickbait title is going to be how I sold X amount of dollars, within this certain time frame. But within that video, it's going to be, okay, I sold this. Well, here's much I actually got paid. Well, let's see how many items I sold. How much did I pay per item? Well, here's actually how much I made after my buy calls for those items. You can't, I think that's my benefit, right? Because I can't lie to myself because I have a YouTube channel. And it's the opposite for others because you can lie to yourself and have a YouTube channel. It's easier to, make shit up and kind of, almost be like a fictional movie, right? Like, but for me, I see it as I'm being 100% with people. So there's nothing for me to hide, right? Like if it sucks, it sucks. If it's good, it's good. You roll with the good, you roll with the bad. And if you just hold yourself accountable a little bit, you're going to get results. Like anybody that's like, hey, I'm going to do X amount of work for X amount of period of time in reselling, as long as you have a little bit of an idea what you're doing, you're going to grow your business.
People don't like to present themselves in a bad light or think of themselves as less than, and they try to present themselves better than. Versus what we're talking about here is just be real, be genuine, be truthful. And our fun little topic, stop lying to yourself. And well, in that same vein, stop lying to others. People, you think about yourself way more than any of your friends do, any of your family members do. We concentrate, because we're selfish human beings, we concentrate on ourselves and our inner thoughts of what people will think of me can drive you batshit and crazy. You could have high anxiety. It can lead yourself to a panic attack or a stroke, man. But if you were to let all that go and just be you and the genuine article 100% of the time, I guarantee you, you will feel a lot better about yourself and reduce that stress line dramatically.
I got nothing else to say. We appreciate you listening or watching over on YouTube. We'll talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.